Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ed Walsh now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Hodap moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Hodap scores. Seeds scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball towards left. Seeds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Seeds. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Tate moves to third. Walsh moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Buck Krause now catching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Montague moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jolly is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com strikes out. 1 out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walsh hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter tags and moves to third. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 9-3, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Averill. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Averill steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Averill moves to third. It's 10-3, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. There goes Walsh trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Goldman, who tags Walsh for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-4, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Goldman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Montague strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Red Barnes pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Kraus moves to third. It's 10-5, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and has Morgan trapped. There's the throw to Com and over to Kerr, who tags Morgan for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-4 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.